Okay, Mishnah test. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu nitana l'chol kohen, and these things can be given to any kohen. Now, what this is continuing, of course, is what we said in the previous Mishnah. Previous Mishnah, we were discussing the various regions in Eretz Yisrael, and the challah that's supposed to be taken off. And one of the points that we made is that when you're dealing with challah that's taken off in a land that's considered to be like chutz la'aretz, so that challah, we have two things you take off. You take off a portion and give to the kohen. You take off a portion and you burn it. So the portion that you give to the kohen, we said that it can be given to any kohen. Now, the way that we explained the Mishnah was with the Rambam. The way that the Rambam understands it is that it can be given to any Kohen, even if a Kohen is an Am Haaretz, he's an ignoramus, he doesn't know necessarily the halachas for how to treat this challah, he's not careful to eat it necessarily in the state of Tara, but even so, it's fine. It's fine when we're dealing with challah of chutz la'aretz, it can be given to such a Kohen. There are those who understand a little bit differently than the Rambam. They understand that, no, you definitely can't give it to a Kohen who is an Am Haaretz, but you can give it to any Kohen, whether or not he typically eats chulin in a state of tahara or not. So we know that your Kohen is supposed to eat chum in a state of tahara, and he's supposed to eat kachim in a state of tahara, but what about chulin? So some Kohanim used to have the practice to eat chulin, to eat pretty much all their food, whether it was kadosh food or not kadosh food. If it was regular run-of-the-mill chulin food, they had the practice to eat it in a state of tahara. So that Mishnah, according to those, the Bar Tanura and others, said that the challah of chutz la'aretz can be given to any kohen, meaning not according to his Am Haaretz, but any kohen, regardless of whether he typically eats chulin in a state of tahara or not. Okay, so now this Mishnah is going to follow pretty much similar to the way that the Mefarshim in the previous Mishnah understood it. But the Mishnah says like this: Ve'elu nitan l'chol kohen, and these are the things that are supposed to be given to kohanim, and they can be given to any kohen. Number one, we have hacharamim. You can have the charamim. Charamim can be given to any kohen. What are charamim? So a cherim is a kind of a netter. A netter is like a vow of some sort, a pledge of some sort. We know that you can, the simplest kind of netter that we've spoken about in the past is if you have a karban, you want to pledge to give a certain animal as a karban to the Beis Mikdash, you want to pledge to bring a karban to the Beis Mikdash, either as a netter or as an adava, when talked about. If you get home from the doctor, the doctor says you need to lose weight, so you have to stop eating cake. So you accept upon yourself a netter. You make a vow that you want all the cake in your house to be ushered to you like a carbon. So that would be a netter. A cherem is a kind of a netter. It's a special kind of a vow where you're basically pledging certain properties, certain money to the Beis Mikdash. Now that really comes in two flavors, though. That can either be a cherem can be something that's going to be designated to be devoted to go to the Kohanim, or it can be devoted to the Beis Hamikdash. If it goes to the Beis Hamikdash, so then that's the kind of thing that's going to be used for the what's called the Berak HaBayis, the maintenance of the Beis Hamikdash. But Charamim can also be something that you pledge to give to the Kohanim. So in this Mishnah, when we're talking about the Charamim, the pledges, the vows that you make, basically donating certain money or certain property to Kohanim, so when you do that, the Charamim that go to Kohanim, those can go to any coin, that's not a problem. Okay, v'ha b'choros, so also b'choros. B'choros, we know that when you have a kosher animal that has its firstborn baby, so that firstborn is a b'chor, and what do you do with it? So we know that you're supposed to give it to the coin. Now, if it's an animal that's a tam, meaning to say it doesn't have a mum, it doesn't have any blemishes, so then you give it to the coin is supposed to bring it on the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, and he's supposed to eat the meat of that Bechor. Where does he eat the meat? So, as we know that one of the major indications for the level of Kedusha is where you're allowed to eat the Kachim, right? So, as we know that there's Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim. Kachi Kachim are the supreme status of Karbanos. Those are things that can be eaten only inside of the Azar. It has to be eaten in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to Kachim Kalim, which are the more lenient kind of Kachim. Those can be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. So, the meat of the Bechor is supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim. Where do they eat it? Well, they eat it like all other Kachim Kalim in all of Yerushalayim. Now, if it's a Baal Mum, by the way, if the animal is not is not a tam, it has a blemish of some sort, so then the kohanim can eat it like any other chulin. They can shecht it, it can be sold and use the money goes to the kohen. Okay, either way, So this Mishnah is saying that this the Bechoros can be given to any coin, however you understand what any coin means. Upidin aben, same thing when it comes to the redemption of the son. So we know that when a man has or Yisrael has a baby, that's it's the firstborn child. The firstborn baby is a male, so we know that that belongs to the kohen. And if you would like to keep your child, you have to be poda it. You have to redeem the child from the kohen. How do you redeem the child? You give him 5 shekel. So when you give the 5 shekel to the kohen, now the baby becomes yours. So the pidin aben, that can be given to any kohen. Okay, you pidin peter chamor. Same thing when we talk about pidin peter chamor. So that's redemption of peter chamor, that which is released by the or released or expelled by the donkey. Now, what that means is, of course, that when the donkey, normally only kosher animals are subject to the rules of Bechor. But there's only one non-kosher animal that's subject to the rules of Bechor, and that is the chamor, the donkey. So the donkey, the firstborn that comes out of the donkey, the firstborn male donkey that comes out, is a Bechor, and that goes to the, that requires either that it has its, either that it be broken by its neck, or that you redeem it. Now, the way that you would redeem that is by giving a sheep to the kohen instead of the kohen keeping the bechor, the chamor. So what you do is you give the sheep to the kohen. Now the kohen keeps that sheep. It doesn't have any kedusha anymore once they make this exchange. But either way, the point is that the kohen, that pidyon, the pidyon, the redemption of that peter chamor, the bechor of the chamor, that can go to any kohen. The hazroa, the halachayim, the hakeva, and also the zroa. The zroa is the foreleg. The lachayim are literally either the jaws, the cheeks. So the hakeva. Now keva literally we translate as the stomach. That's not so precise. We know from Elu Trefus that there, you know, obviously a stomach is obviously a cow has, or any animal that chews its cud has 4 stomachs here. So let's say that for the cow, we know that it has the rumen, the reticulum, the omasum, and the abomasum. The keva that we're talking about in this Mishnah is the abomasum. It's that 4th stomach of the cow. So the zro, the lechayim, and the keva, those are things that can be given to any coin. When do you take that off? When are those matanos that you give to the coin? That's not from kachim. That's what we're talking about. That's from chulin. Whenever you have a regular run-of-the-mill non-kodesh animal that you shecht and you eat as regular run-of-the-mill meat outside of Yerushalayim, that's chulin. So any chulin that you eat, the zro, the lechayim, and the keva have to go to the coin. You can give it to any coin. For Reishis HaGeiz, Reishis is the first of the geiz, of the shearings. In other words, when you first shear your sheep in the season, you have to give a first portion, depending on, of course, the amount of wool that you shear, the number of sheep you're shearing, etc. So you have to give the first of the shearings to the coin. Who do you give it to? Which coin? Any coin. The Shemen Srefa. Now, Shemen Srefa literally would mean oil that is being burned. Now, what does that really mean? What that means is, Shemen Srefa is our way of referring to Shemen if you have oil that was Truma oil. Well, if Truma oil became Tame, what do you do with that oil? Well, we know that with Truma that becomes Tame, it's supposed to be burned. So Shemen Srefa is really, shemen is chuma oil that became tame that requires burning. So that can go to any kohen. The kachay hamikdash, and then we have the kachim of the base hamikdash. Now, what does that refer to? That refers to pretty much any carbon that's brought in the base hamikdash that's eaten by the kohanim. Where would it be eaten? We're talking about where it's eaten in the azar. In other words, we're talking about kachay kachim. Not kachim kalim. Kachim kalim are eaten not just in the azar, but they can be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. So whenever you have a carbon that's eaten by the kohanim in the azar specifically, that can be eaten, that can be given to any kohen. Again, however you understand what any kohen means. Okay, the habikurim. If also for bikurim, we know is that when you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you plant any one of the shivas aminim. So the very first fruit of that season has to be you know you wrap around a little string and then you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. You bring the first fruits that you have to the Beis Hamikdash and it's given to the kohen of that mishmar. The mishmar, we know that there were basically rotations. The kohanim were divided up into 24 mishmaros. They were on a rotation of doing avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. So whichever kohen was serving that week was on whose shift it was that week in the Beis Hamikdash. You'd give it to pretty much any kohen in that mishmar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Oser Babikurim, but Rabbi Yehuda prohibits when it comes to Bikurim. He says when it comes to Bikurim, you can't give it to any kohen. You have to give it to specifically a kohen who is knowledgeable, who is a kohen chaver. He's a knowledgeable kohen about the halachas. Okay, fine. So karshine chuma, what about when we're dealing with karshine chuma? Karshine chuma, karshinim are like vetch. Vetch is in the pea family. It's a kind of legume. So this vetch that we're talking about, if you have vetch, that's truma. So now normally vetch was something that would be used as animal fodder. You'd give it to your animals to eat. It was typically animal food. If necessary, in pressing circumstances, maybe if there was a hunger or something, people could eat this food also. So now when we're dealing with karshini truma, so there's a machlokas about it. Rabbi Akiva matter. Rabbi Akiva permits giving it to any kohen. Fine. V'chacham Moshe v'chacham prohibit giving it to any kohen. Why is that? Why would Rabbi Akiva be such a stickler, and why would the Chacham answer it? So the answer is that Rabbi Akiva holds that that karshinim is not really considered to be animal food. It is not considered, not to be human food. It's not fit for human consumption. It's primarily animal food, and so that's why he doesn't have a problem. You're using it for whatever you want. The Chachamim prohibit that. They say, no, look, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, sometimes you do eat this. People do eat this this vetch in years of hunger, and so therefore it does have a status of food, food proper, and therefore you're not allowed to give it to just any kohen. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? We gave a list of matnas kuna, a list of gifts that are supposed to go to the kohen, and we're saying that in this Mishnah, these kinds of things can be given to pretty much any kohen. Among the list are charamim, becharos, pidin aben, pidin petachamor, zeroa, the lechayim, and the keva that you take off from chulin, reishas agei is the very first of the shearing, zeshem and shreif, if you have chuma, oil that became tamei, or any kachi kachin that are eaten by the kohanim and the azara, or bikurim, according to the Tanakhama, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about bikurim. And then when it comes to karshinim, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim. Rabbi Akiva permits giving vetch, that's chuma, to any kohen. The chachamim disagree and say you cannot.